At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report with Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. We go immediately to the turmoil in Peru. The headlines tell the story. Peru evacuates hundreds of stranded tourists at Machu Picchu. American tourists stranded in Machu Picchu as deadly unrest sweeps Peru. Or Mexican president repeats asylum offer for Peru's Castillo, backs a new election. Or, as protests wane, family of Peru's ousted leader, Castillo, offered asylum in Mexico. Gentlemen, what was the beginning of what was said to be a constitutional order to replace Pedro Castillo with the vice president has led to turmoil that in these last days includes the news that the cabinet had resigned, the news that the Mexican president, the very powerful López Obrador, continues to offer asylum to Mr. Castillo, the news that I believe he's incarcerated and they've extended the length of incarceration pending trial, the talk on again, off again of moving the elections up from its scheduled time in the future. And then again, the question of the violence, especially by indigenous people who saw Pedro Castillo as their representative, as their star. So I begin with you, Joseph, and your comment in general about Lima right now. It appears to be not isolated in Lima. In other words, other capitals are weighing in. We do have a summary of headlines to suggest that Bogota, Havana, Caracas, Mexico City, certainly, perhaps even Santiago, are sympathetic to Castillo. How, at this point, Joseph, how do you anticipate this growing? Or is it something that will burn itself out like a wildfire? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Ernesto. No, John, I don't think this is going to burn out. The more time goes on, I think the more evident it becomes that this is much bigger than just a transactional incident that happened in Peru where the president overreached and then got deposed and now he's in prison. I think the external actors angle is very key. Now, you're mentioning, John, Mexico. I think Mexico has been very vocal about their support of President Castillo. They're doing all kinds of disinformation and misinformation by trying to muddy the narrative and painting Castillo as a victim and saying that this was some form of political persecution when in reality it was just the constitution that was being upheld inside Peru. But the other actor, John, I want to point your attention to is Evo Morales from Bolivia. And now we've talked about this plenty of times on the show. Evo Morales' repeated trips to Peru all throughout the year of President Castillo's presidency, his active involvement with the networks that permeate the southern part of Peru and the western part of Bolivia, the indigenous networks in particular. And if we look at where the violence is taking place today, it's taking place mostly in the southern part of Peru. I think people are talking about Ayacucho as a big part of where the violence is taken. It actually started in Abancay and in Apurimac in this region and also in the southern Peru. The reason that they're evacuating the Americans from Machu Picchu is because that's in Cusco. It's also in the southern part of Peru. So the violence is growing. It's increasing. We know that that's where Evo Morales was very active, and that's where he has a network that's entrenched. But he said something very interesting, John, the other day. It was actually on December 18th. And this is a day that in Bolivia, Evo Morales has made it kind of a holiday because he calls it the Day of the Democratic Revolution, the Cultural and Democratic Revolution. So he was speaking publicly in Cochabamba in the center of Bolivia. And he was speaking on this anniversary of this day. And when he said about Peru, he made some comments about Peru. He said that Peru's not facing not just a persecution against President Castillo. They're also not just facing a change in the constitution, a constituent assembly, which are things that we know that President Castillo was trying to do. But pay attention to what he says. He says, this is Evo Morales from Bolivia, who says Peru is facing a quote unquote popular insurrection is the term that he used to not just change the constitution, but to replace the entire and what he called colonial state of Peru. Now, these, now some people might listen to this and just say, oh, it's just Evo Morales talking without any backing. But what, those of us that pay attention to this part of the world, we know very much that whenever Morales talks, he has a specific objective in mind. And that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the violence inside Peru. I'm worried about this quote unquote popular insurrection that Evo Morales is talking about, because I know the networks in Peru that he has been himself supporting and that are part of the base of President Castillo are very active and potentially very armed.
The puzzle continues about these states outside weighing in on this. And Ernesto, I come to you because you've had very friendly relations with many of these states while you were in office. And you see Brazil now moving to open sympathetic exchanges with some of the states that have been kept out. I'm thinking of Venezuela in particular. The statement from the 10 member countries, we reject the political framework created by right-wing forces against constitutional President Pedro Castillo. This is 10 countries, including Cuba, Bolivia, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and smaller Caribbean island nations. What does this mean for the anticipated inauguration of Lula da Silva? What does this mean for the whole continent that there's such disorder here at the end of the year? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think we can expect the Lula incoming administration to do everything to either keep Castillo or turn Castillo back to power or favor any sort of solution that goes into the arms of this network of which Maduro and Morales are also a part. They are being careful as of now. But I think whenever Lula is inaugurated, they are going to put all the weight of Brazil in favor of what Morales said, like Joseph just mentioned, replace the colonial state in Peru. I can see Brazil doing actually a dual game on the surface, talking about integration of the region. This is the kind of message that the future Lula administration has already been passing. So we'll work according to our traditions in integrating the region according to our diplomatic goals, etc. But under that surface, what integration really means is going to be the integration of drug cartels, the integration of the political currents that are close to the drug cartels. So, and unfortunately, I see Mexico, for example, playing that sort of game. And since, AMLO is already in power, he doesn't have to play that dual game. So, we can recall that back in 2019, when Evo Morales attempted to fraud the elections in Bolivia and had to run away, it was Mexico that gave him diplomatic support and gave him asylum. So Mexico is again interfering in favor of the totalitarian and democracy destroying movements in Latin America, and Mexico has, of course, a lot of weight as well. So you can expect the big countries in the region to play the same tune. So Brazil, Mexico, they with some differences here and there, they're all going to support the consolidation of the narco-socialism scheme across the region. Just one observation of Peru along my previous experience. Before becoming a minister back in the early 2000s, talking with friends in Peru, they said, well, Peru wants to become Chile. Our role model is Chile back then, right? And now what we see is Peru, at least the Castillo and his people, trying to or having Bolivia as their role model, not because of Bolivia, but because this Bolivia, this Evo Morales sort of revolutionary and anarcho-socialist Bolivia. So it's very sad to see a country that had a democratic, market-oriented country as a model, now maybe going the way of an anarcho-socialist model.
Joseph, one puzzle. Boluarte, the now president of Peru, is a person who was identified for higher office by a Cerón, a man trained by Cuban revolutionaries. This appears to have no person involved in these decision makings from right of center. It's all left of center. Or have I misread Boluarte?
No, John, you're correct. She was known to be sort of the bag woman for Vladimir Cerón. She comes from the same political party, which is in many ways, I think she was kind of the, I don't know the right to use, but the guarantor of Pedro Castillo's agenda, because Pedro Castillo was much more of a novice politically than even Dina Boluarte. You know, she was implicated actually in some of the campaign finance corruption charges that are proceeding on that political party, Peru Libre. Now, there are some rumors in Peru that she's distanced herself from Vladimir Cerón in recent months. I'm not sure how much of that's confirmed, but sure that potential exists. But I think and it goes to the heart of what you're asking, I think, John, is you're right. This is kind of a network that's fighting amongst itself, at least ostensibly on the surface. What I worry about, John, and this is something that in Bolivia they have a lot of experience with, is the ability to create I'm not going to call it a fictitious fight, but maybe to be able to use the crisis and in a way to essentially advance on very big, large strategic objectives. So the question really becomes, what's that bigger objective? What are these external actors, Evo Morales, AMLO, even the network that's close to Vladimir Cerón, like what are they trying to actually achieve? And I think if you ask me, they're trying to separate the southern part of the country. They're trying to create a civil conflict in Peru that will probably be as intense as the civil conflicts that they had in the mid-20th century that's almost led to basically civil war. I think that's what they're trying to do. The rumblings have been happening in many years inside the country. For the last 6 years, Peru has been in tremendous political instability. They've had 6 presidents in 6 years. Corruption's always looming over every single president. Every single president's somewhat implicated in some aspect of corruption, including Pedro Castillo. Beneath the surface, what you have is you have a network that's becoming increasingly militant, increasingly armed, increasingly giving capabilities and disinformation and things like that, which is in the southern part of the country. That's where Vladimir Cerón comes from. That's the network that backs President Castillo and also backs Dina Boluarte to some degree. But that network will turn on either one of those if it benefits this larger objective. So I think to me, John, the key figure in all this right now is actually not even Peruvian. It's Evo Morales from Bolivia. I think he's the one that's been active with that network more than anyone, even more than Castillo.
Joseph Omar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batch.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.